Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
The God of Mischief is back and better than ever.
Loki.
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 Loki. Wow. Great to see you again.
Critics agree Loki season 2 is
marvelous.
Great. And it's finally here.
How much do you know?
Let's assume I don't know much.
A mind-bending adventure. Spectacularly cinematic.
I've been waiting for a moment like this.
It surpasses all expectations.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
Loki season 2. Now streaming only on Disney Plus.
How are you now? How are you now? We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. The Bottom 6 Minutes podcast has returned for another season, this time for an actual season, an actual 82-game season. And I've decided to start things off with a very special preseason episode, which we've never done before, covering, of course, the Montreal Canadiens losing 4-1 to the Toronto Maple Leafs in Toronto to start their preseason. Welcome to episode, I guess we'll call this episode 0 of the Bottom 6 Minutes podcast presented by Habs Eyes on the Prize. I am Matt Drake, and I'm here to tell you, don't panic. All right? I've seen a lot of people on Twitter and stuff, you know, kind of lamenting how bad that game was. And it was pretty bad. It was pretty sloppy. It was pretty discouraging. If you were putting a lot of faith in you know, the product that you would have been expecting from a preseason game. But, you know, again, I'm here to tell you, no panic. We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice. Not the game. Not the game that I go out there and get tear gassed in the face for in downtown Montreal during the playoffs. Not the game. We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice. Now, if Leafs fans want to take this practice and claim some kind of supreme victory, over a Habs team that, you know, flew into Toronto earlier today for this game, they can go ahead and do that. But we're talking about practice. I know it's important. I do. But we're talking about practice. All right. I normally do, if anybody was listening to the previous podcast during the playoffs last season, you know I normally do a quick recap of the game to kind of say what happened, talk about who scored and how they scored. I'm kind of going to save you guys from that because this was a really sloppy game and it really did not go well for the Habs. But real quick, We did get a Jake Muzzin goal to start the game. We got a Michael Bunting goal. Michael Bunting, formerly of the Arizona Coyotes, in the second period. A John Tavares goal to make it 3-0. Another John Tavares goal to make it 4-0. And if not for the leading goal scorer of the Montreal Canadiens last season, and Tyler Toffoli, who scored to make it 4-1 at the end of the, well, late in the third period, it would have been a shutout victory for the Toronto Maple Leafs in that game. Thankfully for Toffoli, we are spared from that reality, and 4-1 was the final score. Still went to a shootout because of preseason reasons, but at the end of the day, again, we're talking about practice. We're not talking about something that actually matters for this team. This is far from being the Montreal Canadiens that you'll expect to see, you know, on opening night. So there's literally nothing to worry about. All we got to kind of think about at this point is, you know, what did we learn? Well, I'll tell you the first thing I learned, and I'm going to get to it right away. Who's my player of the game? Cole Caulfield. Cole Caulfield had three pretty good scoring chances during the course of the game, playing on a line with Nick Suzuki and Tyler Toffoli. And I had said this previously on an episode of Habs and Minded, that was my pick, was Tyler Toffoli on the left side of those two to form the top line for the Montreal Canadiens. And it appeared to work. They had some rough shifts where they got hemmed in their zone a little bit, but you know, none of them are in regular season shape at this point, so it's not that concerning. The fact that they were able to generate scoring chances was encouraging to me. Caulfield didn't convert on any of the scoring chances, which you'd think is like, well, maybe a little bit worrying, but no. He's going to get those more often than he won't, and he did score a beauty of a shot in the shootout, the meaningless shootout they did at the end. So I liked it. Overall, Cole Caulfield, great game. Pretty good game from Suzuki and Toffoli as well. Toffoli obviously got on the board, so maybe he deserves the player of the game realistically. But I'm giving it to Caulfield. But those are three guys that, you know, we all know they're going to be on the opening day lineup. We assume they're going to be the top line of the team. We're going to see a lot of them, and they're going to get more opportunities in the preseason too, for sure. So really, if you're looking at this particular game and you're trying to, you know, dissect it and figure out what do we actually learn from it, we got to look at some of the other players, some of the players that are not necessarily, penciled in or whatever to be part of the team at the start of the year. And there's quite a few guys that were out there that I think we kind of got to look at. I mean, number one, I would say Mathieu Perreault. He was invisible. He was invisible, and I'm not concerned. Like, I'm not panicking about him yet. Number one, he signed at an extremely reasonable dollar amount for the Montreal Canadiens. And number two, I mean, he's not going to be in game shape, right? I mean, he was with the Jets, and he, like, was eliminated by the Habs, actually. The Habs eliminated them. How much, you know, skating and stuff has he actually done throughout the course of the offseason? I don't know. So I'm not really concerned about that, but I do have to mention, like, he looked pretty invisible out there. Another guy was one of the hardest names to figure out. Arbor Jacki. And big shout out to our managing editor, Justin Blades, for telling me how to pronounce that, because honestly, I was looking at his name. It's spelled X-H-E-J-A-K. I mean, there's no way I was going to figure out how to pronounce that without some assistance. But it is Arbor Jacki. And I don't want to dump on him. I mean, obviously, he's a young kid trying to earn himself a pro contract. He looked pretty lost out there. He was struggling. Took a penalty late in the game as well. I think that, you know, this is somebody who probably needs a lot more work before he would necessarily be considered for a roster spot. There was also the power play to talk about a little bit, and Sportsnet was kind of all over the Habs during the first intermission. They were trying to say, well, the power play is going to be a big concern for Montreal. They went 0 for 2 in the first period, and it was Elliot Friedman who stepped in and said, yeah, well, you know, a lot of these guys that you're seeing on the power play right now, they won't even be on the Laval Rocket power play, which is 100% true. The only guys that were out there on the power play tonight for Habs were probably like Suzuki, Toffoli, and Caulfield are like the only guys that are actually going to be out there in real life. And I guess Jeff Petrie as well. So I don't put too much stock into that. I thought there was some decent puck movement on the power play, so I'm not going to sit here and worry about it. But it was funny to me that Sportsnet like had to single that out and like spend time talking about it. and that Elliot Friedman had to go and correct one of his co-hosts and let them know that, like, yeah, listen, none of these guys are actually going to be there for Montreal when the season starts. So, no, I'm not worried about that part whatsoever. Definitely was quite a bit worried about Xavier Ouellette. He had a really rough game. Yeah, a really rough game. And again, it's too early to be, like, worried about anybody because, like I mentioned, nobody's really in game shape at this point. Everybody's kind of still trying to get up to speed. But he had a rough game. I think he definitely, if he had a shot at taking one of the final available spots on defense, it's probably, you know, dwindling away at this point. But, you know, give him a couple more preseason games, see how much better he gets. At the end of the day, he is a guy who's expected to be leaned on in Laval and maybe as a call-up to the Montreal Canadiens if needed, but not somebody that's expected to, you know, make waves or anything in camp here. The last thing that I want to talk about, which honestly, outside of Caulfield and that top line, was the most impressive performance of the night for me, was Michael McNiven. Michael McNiven, where did that come from? Caden Primeau started the game, right? And he looked a little bit rough to me. Like, he was kind of drifting out of his crease a little bit further than I would like. There was one point where he was like 8 feet off of his post. And if the Leafs had gotten the puck, then they definitely would have scored because the net was wide, wide open. But again, not dumping on him. It's too early to be concerned about anyone. But he looked pretty rough. And then pretty late in the second period, they made the switch. They put in Michael McNiven, which they it wasn't a mercy pull. It's not like they were. Primeau had only let in 3 goals. It was 3-0. They weren't mercy pulling him because he was getting killed. I think they just wanted to get McNiven a shot. And McNiven looked fantastic. He made a number of great saves. He made a couple of really good saves on breakaways even. Like, I was super impressed with how good McNiven looked, especially because he came into the game cold, right? He didn't get, it's not like they brought him in during an intermission and he had time to go get warmed up or anything. He literally came in off the bench cold, you know, took his coronavirus mask on, put his actual goalie mask on, goes out there and starts making some pretty ridiculous saves. I mean, it was a very impressive performance from him. I think if that performance is indicative of what he's going to be bringing for the rest of the season, he might be the guy in Laval this year. Like, he might end up getting the bulk of the starts there. I think they'll probably end up splitting it pretty evenly between the two of them. I mean, neither of these guys are challenging for Jake Allen's spot behind Carey Price, that's for sure. Best case scenario for either of them would be if Carey Price is not ready to start the season, which he is expected to be, that maybe they could back up Jake Allen for a few games, but neither of them is taking a spot with the Habs. It's going to be between those two and Laval this year, and honestly, based on that performance, I think McNiven stands a pretty good chance of being the guy for the Rocket. I mean, it was super impressive performance from him. Gotta say, I mean, I was kind of blown away, especially coming in cold like that. It was a sight to behold. And that's kind of all I really have to talk about. I mean, this is a bit of a short podcast, so I apologize for being so short. What are we running today? We're running right around 12 minutes. So, soirée pas mal typique pour les employés de soutien. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We're going for a full 82 games this year. If I can manage it, I'm going to do one of these for every single one of our 82 games. And how nice is it to say that there will be 82 Montreal Canadiens game this season? It feels like it's been forever since I've actually seen a full hockey season, and it kind of has, because the last 2 seasons have been interrupted by this pandemic. But I'm happy to say we're here for 82, and I'm going to try to give you guys 82 episodes of this podcast. So thank you for listening. We are on Spotify, Google Play, Apple. We're on Megaphone. I'm on Twitter at DrakeMT. So thanks again for listening, and as always, à la prochaine.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.